All right. Welcome to this installment of Motivational Monday. We are beginning the month of October. Hello, church. Time is moving quickly into all things fall. And we heard this last weekend about love in action, true love in action. And when love is on the move, when we embrace that and live that, there is indeed great blessing for not just us, but the entire world. You see, church, the fact of the matter is you and I are where we are by the grace of God. And it is all grace. It is grace alone and grace amazing and grace abounding from God our Father and Jesus through the Holy Spirit that we experience love in action. And so the 2 points from the beloved community today for us to consider to motivate ourselves to participate in creating a more just and alive world. First, build increasing levels of trust and work to avoid fear of difference of others. Yes, trust in relationship, trust in work together, trust in the community that extends beyond our own individual network and how those spheres and those connections are pulling in the right direction. To build, as I've said before, to mantle something beautiful and good, and to kick fear to the curb, and to kick the fear of difference of others and what that means in our world so that everyone truly can experience life. And the second point of the beloved community to practice is acknowledging limitations, lack of knowledge or understanding, and continually seeking to learn. Lifelong learners. There is nothing more beautiful and blessed than being open to the Spirit's move, to the way that God is continuing to create. God is not done with us and this world yet. God's Spirit is alive and well, and we must see the good and give ourselves to the upbuilding of the entire kingdom of God. And we acknowledge our limitations, a lack of what we don't know, and the understanding that we need, but we're open to what God may teach. And then from the resurrection community here, and points of resurrection now, do not indulge or believe your false self, that which is concocted by your mind or society's expectations. And this is so important, because so often we'll think things about ourselves that perhaps just aren't true. And as we do that for ourselves, we'll then do that for others. Sometimes we get stuck in our own mind and what others' expectations are on us, that we aren't free to live who we have been created to be. And again, that is deadly. That often causes a deep state of depression and a withdrawal from community. And that is not what God has in mind. And so we are to be open to our true self and who God has really created us to be. And so I want to read this quote from Claire Henderson Davis, a choreographer and theologian. And this is really good, sound theology. She wrote a prayer as playing the music of God. And here's the words that I think help with these three that I brought up today. We are each like instruments in an orchestra. Each of us has the task of learning to play our particular instrument. We are easily distracted by the way other people are learning to play their instrument, and it takes a great deal of work just to accept the task of focusing on our own before we can even begin learning how to play it. Learning how to play our instrument involves getting to know ourselves extremely well, clear-eyed about the kind of instrument I really am. So, for example, there is the level of, I am a cello. I'm not a piano or saxophone. Then there's the recognition that one of my strings is broken. I am out of tune and my body is cracked. I am not a bad instrument because of these problems, but I will nevertheless need to address them because they make it difficult to play. The more we open ourselves, the more the music begins to play through us. As the music plays through us, we also begin to hear how we are playing that music with others who are nevertheless playing different instruments from our own. As we become radically particular, we also become a vehicle for the universe to flow through us. Church, isn't that a beautiful motivation? As you hone in and practice your gift skill, increasing in your ability, as you become radically particular in your call, we become a vehicle for the universe to flow through us, more connected, more part of that beautiful symphony sound, that orchestra that God has in mind. And in order to have an orchestra, everyone needs to be there. All skills, talents, abilities, all the different variations. If any is left out, pushed to the side, diminished, it doesn't work. And so what if love in action was playing the music of God, each an instrument in the orchestra, building each other up? Just imagine the music that this world can and will create. Church, be well, stay motivated. Good day.